We are learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting a brand new parak. Zoktenu Mishnah Shavuos HaPikadoin. So now we're going to start talking about Shavuos HaPikadoin. We already talked about this Masechta Shavuos Bitui Ba'arichas, and then we talked about Shavuos HaEidus, a whole parak. Now we're going to go to Shavuos HaPikadoin. Shavuos HaPikadoin is different than Shavuos HaEidus, Shavuos HaBitui, because Shavuos HaEidus and Shavuos HaBitui brings a carbon chatos oil of a yerit. What's the halacha of Shavuos HaPikadoin? So it says in Perek Hey, Parash Vayikra, Perek Hey, Pasuk Chaf, Vayidab Hashem Moshe Leimar, Nefesh Yisechto, Mola Mal Bashem, V'kichish Ba Misay, V'pikadon V'psumas Yod. He denies that he has something from his friend. Now the Pekadon, V'psumas Yod, was a Hava, or a Begazel, that's stealing, or Yashuk is a Misay. He owes wages, he's not, no wages, or Yimotza Aveda, V'kichish Ba, V'nishpa Al-Sheki, he swears falsely, alachas because yasa adam lachta vehena, and it says if he swore he wants to bring a carbon, he brings a carbon asham and veheshiv is a gzela, and he gives back the gzela plus a chaimish also. And actually, this parasha we have it again in the Torah. We'd have it again in the Torah. This parasha of Shavuos HaPikadoin. You know where? Parashas Nasai. In Parashas Nasai, you have it as well, where it says over there that and you bring a carbon asham there also. Ayin Rashi, why it repeats over the parasha? Parasha is not like Ayin Rashi and parasha is not like Hashem. They will learn Rashi this week. They'll see why it's repeated over. But let's start over the Mishnah again. Shavuos HaPikadoin Neheges ba'anoshim uvenoshim. The Shavuos HaPikadoin is noyeg, side by men, side by women. Just coming lafuke edus Shavuos edus is not negated to them. Why? Because they can't say edus noshim. Berachaykim v'kroivim saif den shakavatari, between you two people are relatives. Bikshayim v'psulim b'fnei bezdin the Shavuos before bezdin or shleim b'fnei bezdin. B'pi asbi he made the Shavuos himself on pi acherim or someone else mashpia him. Ein echayiv, but on pi acherim in echayiv shikvim bezdin. When it comes to mashpia pi acherim, the Shavuos HaPikadoin has to be in Bezdin. Even though there's no such din as Bezdin there, right? By Eidus is in Bezdin. Why? Because I'm lo yagid, and also, you know, it has to be a place where you can say Eidus. But the Chiddush is that Shavuos HaPikadoin, if it's a Mushal Pi Acherim, has to be in Bezdin. Why? Because the whole Makar of Mushal Pi Acherim is from Shavuos Eidus. So it's learned down from there. And Rameya holds, doin mino umino. When you learn out from there, you learn out all the rules. And the rules are, it has to be a best. And it does not have to be in best. And why? Because he holds, doin mino uki ba asra. We learn out from there, we put it in, plug it in its place, Shavuos HaPikadoin does not need a best. V'chayiv al zodoin ha-shvua, v'ashig gasa. So the look is that this is one of the places where you have a carbon on a mezid. And if you remember something jiggling in your head, yeah, we had a machakas about it. Reb Shimon hold not like that. But v'chayev al zodoin ha-shvua, the chayev a carbon by mezid by shvua. V'al shigas im zodoin ha-shvua. You also chayev if you're shogig about the carbon and you're vaday being denying it on purpose. But v'ein ha-chayev al shigas ha-greatest stuff. You made the shvua because you thought you didn't own it, then there's no chayev shvua at all. There's no chayev carbon at all. Why? Because that's a oinus. That's a mistake. Ha-odom b'shvua. What type of carbon is chayiv on the zodoin? Ashom bekesef shkolim. You have to bring an ashom, and it has a minimum value. It has a minimum value of 2 shalom. Different than other kabbalas. Other kabbalas, all you need is to bring the animal. Whatever price it is, it makes no difference. Ashom has to be bekesef shkolim. Has to be the value of at least 2 shalom. Shavuos HaPikadoin ketzad. Give me an example of Shavuos HaPikadoin. Omer lo yiten li b'gedoini. You go over to your friend and you say, "Where's my pikadoin? Shiyash b'yodcha that you owe me." And the guy says, "I don't owe anything." Shavuos she'elcha b'yodi. And then always it doesn't have anything. Now I say, Mashbiachani, can I make a shvuah? But I'm amen. I raise the chayiv. Both these cases, you chayiv. It's a Shavuos HaPikadoin. Hashpia lov chomish pamim. Beim fnei bezdin, beim fnei bezdin. If you swore 5 times you don't owe a penny, and you v'kafar, and you said you denied it with a shvuah 5 times, chayiv akol achas v'achas. Chayiv in each one. Amar Rav Shimon, my time. What's the reason? Every time you could have been moida, it would have been chayiv. So every new shvuah is a new denying. L'kamit lafuke shvuah zaydus. Once you said in Bezdin that I don't know edus, you cannot change your mind anymore. And therefore, you make a shvuah 5 times, only chayiv 1. Why? Because the second time you cannot deny it anymore. You already said you don't know edus, so therefore you can't change your mind. But here you could change your mind. You can be moida. So every single shvuah is a separate chayiv shvuah, a separate chayiv for carbon, a separate chayiv asham for each one. If 5 people are being tevei you, they're all saying, everyone's saying, you owe me $100. And so Give me my color back. He says, in one fell swoop, Shvua she'en lechem biyadi. He says, I swear I don't know any of you guys. Even though you're responding to five different tviyas, still...
Five different articles.
Still, he's made one shvua. I don't owe anything. So you only have one carbon. But if you say, shvua she'en lechem biyadi, v'lelach, even though you say the word shvua once, according to Tanakhama, it's enough to be chayv each one. Shvua she'en lechem biyadi, v'lelach, it's all going back in the word shvua, chayv kolachas v'achas. But the three of my colleagues about this. Rabbi Lezer, Eimer, Atchim, shvua b'achreni. You have to say at the end, Loilach, b'shvua, then the word shvua goes on everything. If not, shvua only goes on the first thing. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Atchim, Eimer, shvua l'cholach v'achas. You have to repeat the word shvua for each one, or to be chayv each one. Tainli Pekadoin, let's say one guy goes over to his friend and says, you owe me a lot of things. Tainli Pekadoin, Vesumas Yod, give me back my Halva, Vegezel, the Avedos, Yasubiyadra, I have four things by you. And he says, Shvua Shayam Khyadi, he says, one fell swoop, I don't have anything, Elichavalachas. Shvua Shayam Khyadi, Pekadoin, Vesumas Yod, Vegezel, Vaveda, Chayam Khalachas Vachas. And Tais Yod speaks out, they would have the same Achloikas here between Shimon and Elazar also. The Tanakhama says, Echai Vachas. Rav Lezer says, you have to say Shvua B'Soif. And if you're Rav Shimon, you have to say Shvua on each one. You have Shvua in Libkadon, Shvua in Vesumas Yad. You have to say Shvua for each one. But here it goes being Soisim like the Tanakhama. Another similar case. The guy says, Tein Lechitim, Vesarim, Vekusmim, Shesh V'Yadcha. He specified three different items, all Pekadonis. Shvua Shel V'Yadi, and Echai Vachas. The guy says, no, I don't owe anything. Echai only one. Shvua Shem V'Yadi, Chitim, Vesarim, Vekusmim, Echai V'Kalachas Vachas. And again, this is what we're talking about. Here we have Rav Meir Eimer, I feel like I'm a chita, v'sa'ira, because seven is chayav kolachas v'achas. Even if it's one chita, one sa'ira, you chayav in each one. What's the chiddush? You're going to have to wait in suspense till we get to the Gemara. Weiter in the Mishnah. It says like this. Nasto pitas is biti. The guy goes over to Reuven and says, you may anis biti. But who am a loya nasti, loya b'titi. I never did something like that. I don't owe you any money. He says, mashpiyacha, ani, v'ama, amein, chayav. Okay, here's chayav, shvus v'kadim. Shimon says, no, Paiter. Because what do you want him to say? Yeah, oh, he's still not chayiv. It's a moed of a knas. Shimon, Paiter, shayim v'shalom knas b'yatzmai. Omer lo, you're right. Ah? Shvuz b'kadon has anything to do with b'kadon? I read the pasuk. B'kadon, shvuz yad, gezel, aveda, anything you have from me is shvuz of b'kadon. It's got to call shvuz of b'kadon because the first thing in the pasuk. So anything that you owe me and you deny it, you have a shvuz of b'kadon. So here's the case. You owe me money. So that's why you chayv. Rashi says, no, you potter. You know why? Because even if you say, yeah, I owe you money, you'll be potter because the emeshalam knas piatzmai. Omer loi, afa pish ein emeshalam knas piatzmai, meshalam boish v'gam piatzmai. Which means the Tanakhama agrees. I agree by a knas, there's no parish or shuas of a god. But every oinus of a fata is also chayv for nezek, for boish and begam. Boish is the boish and begam is the nezek. Whatever the nezek happens, he also chayv for that. So when I come to ask you for that, my tviya is on that. That's why shvuas abakadon applies. Ganafta es shayri. If you go over the guy and say, you stole my shar, my axe. Well, my loy ganafti. My shviachani ba ma'amein, you chayv a carbon. But let's say, I go over to you ganafti, and I said, you stole it and you sold it. But the guy says, no, I stole it. I agree, I stole it. I'm loy tevachti ba mecharti. And my shviachani ba ma'amein, potter. You know why? Because daladvei is a knas. And since it's a knas, you're a potter. This goes to Kuliyama. Everyone agrees by knas that you're potter of Shuvas of a garden. Hamis sharcha as shari. Your shar killed my shar. And we're talking about, if you hold chatzin as a knasa, we're talking about a mu'ed over here. Vu'ama loy hamis, mashbiachani, makes a shvua v'ama amein chayiv. That's chiv money. Hamis sharcha as avdi. Luck is when a shar kills an eved, you pay 30 shkol no matter what. That's called a knas. Vu'ama loy hamis, and he says, my shar did not kill your eved. Mashbiachani v'ama amein chayiv. You're potter. There you're potter. Why you're potter? Because there it's a knas. By ever it's a knas. Omoloi chavalta bi vasbi chabura. You told the guy, you hurt me and you gave me a chabura. That's chiv nezik. That's not knas. Omoloi chavalti vloy sisi bach chabura. Meshviachari make a shvua. My main says, amen, you chayv, because that's money. Omoloi. But if he says, omoloi avdi, he ever tells you, hepalta, he knocked out my tooth. Basima Saini, he knocked out my eye. Who am I palta? He says, you should make a shua on my main. He says, yes. Potter, why potter? Again, because that ever goes out, b'shem v'ayin, is a knas. And the rule is very simple. Zeh klal, kol mashalam pi'atzmei chayiv, b'shem mashalam pi'atzmei potter. Anything that's a knas, you are potter. Anything that yechayiv piatzma yechayiv, the whole power of Shavuos of God is not by knas. I wait. I'm talking about oynis of fata. Tari says there was oynis, there was boishus of begam, which was also mammon. That's what this machlekes. But by knas, everyone agrees that if I tevei you a knas and you say I am potter from knas and I kashua, you're not chayiv Shavuos of God. Why? Because even if I would have said yes, you cannot be chayiv a knas al piatzma.